This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel resumed military operations in Gaza as the week-long truce expired on Friday.
Scenes of devastation in Rafah refugee camp as Israel resumes its bombardment following the end of the week-long truce. Meanwhile, rockets were fired from northern Gaza toward Israel. The two sides blamed each other. Speaking from Dubai, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken joined Israel in blaming Hamas.
Hamas reneged on commitments it made. In fact, even before the pause came to an end, it committed an atrocious terrorist attack in Jerusalem, killing three people, wounding others, including Americans.
The truce ended early Friday as Blinken left Israel. Hamas accused him of giving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu permission to resume strikes.
It was clear yesterday that the Israeli side wants to go back to fighting, as several ideas were put forward by mediators, and we accepted three of them. And despite that, the Israeli side said no, 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 every time.
Another truce could restart if both parties agree. Blinken said the U.S. is pushing for it. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
World leaders early on at the COP28 meeting were already at odds over the future of the use of fossil fuels a day after the COP28 president, Sultan Al-Jaber, also the head of the UAE state oil company, opened the meeting with a call to phase down fossil fuels but not eliminate them. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres offered a contradictory view.
We cannot save a burning planet via fire hose of fossil fuels. We must accelerate a just, equitable transition to renewables. The science is clear. The 1.5-degree limit is only possible if we ultimately stop burning all fossil fuels.
Conference runs through December 12th. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Afghans living in Pakistan face deportation, and human rights activists say that puts Afghans at risk.
Pakistan's top court is hearing a petition by human rights activists seeking to halt the forceful deportation of Afghans who were born in Pakistan and those who would be at risk if they were returned to Afghanistan. The session started on Friday, a day after the country's southwestern Balochistan province announced that it's setting a target of 10,000 Afghans who are in the country illegally for police to arrest and deport every day. Pakistan is home to millions of Afghans, and around 1.7 million of them were unregistered or without proper documentation. Pakistan says its crackdown on illegal migration doesn't target Afghans, though they make up most of the foreigners in the country. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The U.S. Federal Appeals Court says that former U.S. President Donald Trump can be sued by Capitol Police officers and lawmakers who accused him of inciting the January 6th insurrection in 2021.
A three-judge appellate panel denied a request from former President Trump to dismiss lawsuits filed against him by police and Democrats who accused Trump of inciting the violent mob that stormed the Capitol in 2021, leading to injuries and destruction. This decision is from Trump challenging a federal judge's ruling that his, quote, words of incitement were not protected by the First Amendment. But this Washington, D.C. appellate court says its ruling is not the final word on whether presidential immunity can shield Trump from liability. Trump is also arguing he's immune from criminal prosecution in the case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died at the age of 93. Her nomination in 1981 by former President Ronald Reagan and subsequent confirmation by the Senate ended 191 years of male exclusivity on the High Court. She was an unwavering voice of moderate conservatism on the court. She retired in 2006 and was replaced by Samuel Alito. Chief Justice John Roberts says she blazed a historic trail as the first female justice and met the challenge with undaunted determination, indisputable ability, and engaging candor. The court says O'Connor died in Phoenix on Friday of complications related to advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. Federal prosecutors say that Derek Chauvin was stabbed in prison 22 times by a former gang leader and one-time FBI informant who told investigators he targeted the former Minneapolis police officer because of his notoriety for killing George Floyd. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.